Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Stella, you are one of the few female taxi drivers in London. Tell us how you managed to get the job.
When I was younger, I didn't have any ambitions to become a taxi driver. I was starting to think about driving as a profession when, to my surprise, I learnt that a friend of mine wanted to become a licensed London taxi driver. She was preparing for the exam, which is called the Knowledge, and she asked me to help her revise. I've always been proud of my driving skills, so I felt happy that I could help her. And that's when I realised that I might also enjoy driving people around in one of London's black taxis.
The exam you have to pass to be a London taxi driver is famous for being incredibly difficult. Did you have any problems with passing it?
Well, the Knowledge exam requires you to memorise the details of London's road system. I have an excellent memory, so passing the exam was no trouble for me. One of its hardest parts is when you have to describe the shortest possible route between two places in London, and quite a few candidates fail that part.
And what do you like about your job, Stella?
First of all, the hours. I work 8 hours or less per day and have Saturdays off. I prefer to start at midnight because then I only have to work until 6 a.m. I know that some taxi drivers work longer hours than me and have a higher income, but that doesn't bother me. The greatest thing about my job is that I earn enough to support my family, so I have nothing to complain about.
Lucky you.
Yes, I do what I like and I'm paid well for it. And I often meet interesting passengers. I always have a lot of fun chatting with them. Some passengers even share their personal problems with me. Many people think that talking to strangers about such things is not a good idea, but I'm a taxi driver, so I listen patiently in those cases and always give the best advice I can.
Thank you very much, Stella.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Stella, you are one of the few female taxi drivers in London. Tell us how you managed to get the job.
When I was younger, I didn't have any ambitions to become a taxi driver. I was starting to think about driving as a profession when, to my surprise, I learnt that a friend of mine wanted to become a licensed London taxi driver. She was preparing for the exam, which is called the Knowledge, and she asked me to help her revise. I've always been proud of my driving skills, so I felt happy that I could help her. And that's when I realised that I might also enjoy driving people around in one of London's black taxis.
The exam you have to pass to be a London taxi driver is famous for being incredibly difficult. Did you have any problems with passing it?
Well, the Knowledge exam requires you to memorise the details of London's road system. I have an excellent memory, so passing the exam was no trouble for me. One of its hardest parts is when you have to describe the shortest possible route between two places in London, and quite a few candidates fail that part.
And what do you like about your job, Stella?
First of all, the hours. I work 8 hours or less per day and have Saturdays off. I prefer to start at midnight because then I only have to work until 6 a.m. I know that some taxi drivers work longer hours than me and have a higher income, but that doesn't bother me. The greatest thing about my job is that I earn enough to support my family, so I have nothing to complain about.
Lucky you.
Yes, I do what I like and I'm paid well for it. And I often meet interesting passengers. I always have a lot of fun chatting with them. Some passengers even share their personal problems with me. Many people think that talking to strangers about such things is not a good idea, but I'm a taxi driver, so I listen patiently in those cases and always give the best advice I can.
Thank you very much, Stella.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Millions of glass bottles per year were produced in Saratoga during the early 1800s. At that time, all bottles were made by hand. Now, please look at the wall on your right, where you can see our oldest bottles. Then, when we are on the first floor, you're going to see a huge wall with over 3,000 different bottles hanging on it. I'll tell you lots of stories about them. Next, we are going to walk to the factory building, where you'll be able to see how glass bottles are made today. Unfortunately, the gift shop is not open this weekend, so you can't buy anything there today.
Two. While visiting the island of Curaçao, the owner of a bottle factory was shocked by the masses of empty glass bottles he saw lying around. He thought that if the bottles were not round, but shaped like bricks, they could be used to build houses for poor people. So he decided that his factory would make bottles in the shape of bricks, and soon over 10,000 of them were produced. However, the innovative bottles were not popular, because it was difficult to hold them. People preferred the traditional round bottle shape. What a shame. Three.
What do shoes and plastic bottles have in common? In our company, a lot. We have invented ballerina shoes, which are totally made from recycled plastic bottles. So far, we have successfully recycled over 13 million bottles. We use 3D printers to make our ballerina shoes. They are exceptionally soft and flexible. And you can even put them in the washing machine. So why not order a pair and find out for yourself?
Four. If you're bored and looking for ways to spend your free time, come to our Glass Factory Museum and enjoy yourself by making beautiful things out of bottles, jars, cups and pieces of glass. This Saturday and Sunday, we're running our first class this year. And don't worry if you're a beginner. We will teach you how to cut and paint glass. You'll also learn easy techniques for making your own jewellery and decorative items for your home. Five.
Do you remember the contest I told you about? The one where we had to design a water bottle to be used on cycling and walking trips? As you know, I was quite pessimistic about my chances, but I ended up winning. I'm really happy and I still can't believe it. Actually, there were two winners because the company chose two designs. They've just announced that 1 million bottles of each design will be made at a factory in Omaha. I'm so proud of myself.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One.
Millions of glass bottles per year were produced in Saratoga during the early 1800s. At that time, all bottles were made by hand. Now, please look at the wall on your right, where you can see our oldest bottles. Then, when we are on the first floor, you're going to see a huge wall with over 3,000 different bottles hanging on it. I'll tell you lots of stories about them. Next, we are going to walk to the factory building, where you'll be able to see how glass bottles are made today. Unfortunately, the gift shop is not open this weekend, so you can't buy anything there today.
Two. While visiting the island of Curaçao, the owner of a bottle factory was shocked by the masses of empty glass bottles he saw lying around. He thought that if the bottles were not round, but shaped like bricks, they could be used to build houses for poor people. So he decided that his factory would make bottles in the shape of bricks, and soon over 10,000 of them were produced. However, the innovative bottles were not popular because it was difficult to hold them. People preferred the traditional round bottle shape. What a shame. Three.
What do shoes and plastic bottles have in common? In our company, a lot. We have invented ballerina shoes, which are totally made from recycled plastic bottles. So far, we have successfully recycled over 13 million bottles. We use 3D printers to make our ballerina shoes. They are exceptionally soft and flexible. And you can even put them in the washing machine. So why not order a pair and find out for yourself?
Four. If you're bored and looking for ways to spend your free time, come to our Glass Factory Museum and enjoy yourself by making beautiful things out of bottles, jars, cups and pieces of glass. This Saturday and Sunday, we're running our first class this year. And don't worry if you're a beginner. We will teach you how to cut and paint glass. You'll also learn easy techniques for making your own jewellery and decorative items for your home. Five.
Do you remember the contest I told you about? The one where we had to design a water bottle to be used on cycling and walking trips. As you know, I was quite pessimistic about my chances, but I ended up winning. I'm really happy and I still can't believe it. Actually, there were two winners because the company chose two designs. They've just announced that 1 million bottles of each design will be made at a factory in Omaha. I'm so proud of myself.